Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testing.
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Boner.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Fucker.
I like sucking.
Nah, nigga.
Legit fat podcast.
Mega doo-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Gay Hitler.
Well, hey, welcome back to Legit Bat.
Never.
I didn't say it. He said it.
I'm Joe. Jen's here. Ben is not here tonight. And we have, so we were doing a just a regular Thursday show with Nate and Thomas over there from Paranoid American and Reality Czars. And Mitch, the organ donor, wanted to come up and get on before next Wednesday because there's this weird thing going on that I'm sure he'll describe. So he sent me a message the other day. So we just invited everybody to come on. Let's talk about this shit. Mitch had some really interesting ideas he sent over, and we want to get to some of those. So before we get going, though, Nate and Thomas, introduce yourselves real quick in your show.
All right. I'm Nate. We have a show called The Reality Czars. We are an off-cut. We make all kinds of dick jokes and talk about Sasquatch. We talk about anything, everything paranormal. We just were talking with an awesome dude. Shout out to Raven's Watch. We just talked to him. We talked about for like an hour and a half about Lilith and all kinds of sexy, wonderful succubuses and fun stuff. So we talk about anything and everything. We talk about parapolitics. We talk about all the fun stuff. So come check us out. RealityZars@gmail.com if you want to send me all your dick pics, love mail, hate mail, all the fun stuff.
Balls
yeah. Or dicks.
Balls or dicks.
And Thomas, tell us about what you do.
If you're going to send me a dick pic, send me a good one. All right. If your dick is smaller than 5 inches, I'm not interested.
Or do something funny with it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Put it in a hot dog bun.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be fully erect.
Draw like a little face, a little wig, just like do something fun. Just not
put googly eyes on it.
I'm being a size queen right now, like I am. I'm fucking hating, but at least show me a big fat hog if you're gonna say.
Don't waste my time.
Don't waste my fucking time.
Make me feel bad about myself if you're gonna do something.
Pretend it's like Tinder. Make it count, guys.
And I am the Paranoid American. You can find me on ParanoidAmerican.com. I've been self-publishing books and comics and art, and we're getting into all sorts of stuff. I'll just mention I've got a video game coming out later this year, but instead of talking about that, we'll just check me out at ParanoidAmerican.com and you can follow along there.
Nice, and I can vouch for that. I have one of his comics, and it is very well done. It's amazing stuff, and if you're into the genre of things we talk about, you'll definitely love it.
This is one of my favorites, is the MK Ultra comic that breaks down the entire concept of MK Ultra from Project Paperclip all the way to modern day. Bluebird talks about Stargate. It talks about all of the factual elements of the MK Ultra program. So check this guy out.
And bonus, it looks like a Christian tract. that people would hand
it
out.
You can keep it in your pocket so you can carry it around with you if you need references and see something out of the ordinary.
Leave it as a tip at a restaurant. You can do all kinds of stuff with them.
That's exactly what it says on the back page, actually. So all the places you can do it. Gas pumps, ATM machines, laundromats, back seat of your Lyft, library books.
Back of the toilet. Yeah.
That's right, back of the toilet. That's right. That's actually where I found my first Chick Track.
Yeah. Perfect poop reading. MK Ultra. And last but not least, Mitch, the orgone donor. We've had him on before. I'm sure everyone's familiar with him. We'll just let you kick this off because you, like I said, he had some great ideas he sent me. So do you want to start with the next Wednesday thing or some of those other ideas?
Yeah, as long as I'm not high. I didn't want to hijack anything. Since the last time we talked, obviously, I mean, everyone's been busy with their thing. My thing here in Arizona, for anyone that doesn't know, I'm the weirdo who's out busting towers with Orgonite. I drive around the desert. I prove deserts aren't natural. There's a frequency fence. I'm the frequency fence guy. And I just bust shit up because like people are probably familiar with, they've heard me talk about earth pipes and tower busters and all that crap. But I've had a lot of questions lately about this. There, a lot of people freaking out, especially since Maui and all that. Can of worms, but they're worried about October 4th because there's a frequency-based thing going on for those that are not awake to daily life. There's the emergency broadcast system. I guess that it's something's going on with the emergency broadcast system that happened back in 2018. I know some people say, oh, it happens every few years, whatever. It didn't change significantly as far as what was the mechanics of it until Donald Trump. So they say it was Donald Trump, but I mean, whatever. It's a presidential alert, and Orange Man Bad was in charge last time. Now we get the pedo robot. But basically, there is an emergency broadcast that's going to go through to everybody's phones. Anyone who has, I would assume it's anyone with a SIM card that can accept anything from the data network, the TV, everything is going to have this broadcasted frequency. And of course, it's scaring the shit out of a lot of people. And I know right now a lot of people are covering their houses in blue tarps and worried about space lasers. And I listened to your guys' show on that, and I love to comment on that at some point in the next hour. But in regards to the October 4th, people have been asking like, well, what do I do? What do I do? Because it's like they think it's this frequency that needs to be broken or it needs to be busted in the same way like when they hear me talking about the cell towers and shit. And I don't know that it needs to be like that. So anyway, what prompted me to talk to you guys, just if, you know, let's shoehorn it in before Wednesday, is that if anybody's interested, a few of the things I'm doing, I'll just jump into that. So like there are a couple of protocols. Everybody's probably heard me talk. If you've listened to my channel, whatever, I talk about the chemtrail detox bath, and people are like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Essentially, you're just, it's like grounding to the 10th degree and cleaning out potential critters, nano type stuff. If you lean that way, it's the idea of cleaning up the body to the best of your ability and just getting rid of built up ionization because everything's electrified and we're zapped to high hell.
That's probably a good idea just in general anyway.
Right? Oh, for sure. I mean, I do it like once to twice a month. And I am one of those people, like I'll tell somebody, oh, you take this bath with these certain ingredients inside and you should do it for 10 minutes a month or whatever and soak whatever. And I'll do it for like 3 hours, six times a month. I mean, like I always do it more than I tell other people to do it just because I always experiment on stuff myself. And so, but the protocol, essentially it's a mixture of Epsom salt, borax and baking soda. It used to include hydrogen peroxide. I know that gets kind of sketchy. I actually have an ozone machine. I actually ozone my bath.
And you can soak use peroxide to bleach your butthole too.
You can also, well, and in Jen's case, you could do some serious damage to certain areas that you do not want to. Yeah, no, I don't recommend that. But basically I would say, you know, throw a couple or throw like 3 or 4 cups of Epsom salt in a bath, throw a couple of cups worth of borax powder into a bath and maybe like half a box of baking soda. Don't add the whole baking soda. It's too basic. It'll hurt your skin if you add the whole box, but you just soak in it and get an exfoliating whatever and scrub the shit out of your body. You know, do something that's like therapeutic. Like it should be relaxing. It should be hot. Open your pores.
Yeah, light a candle, put some music on.
But the first time somebody recommended doing it, I don't do the music, but the reason I got into it was actually because of Robert Phoenix. And I forget who knows who of what and where, but you guys might have even interviewed him, and I'm sorry if I forgot, but Robert Phoenix had talked about this protocol he did, so I modified it for myself. And the same thing that he had talked about happening to him and happened to me. And that was the first, it was only the first time I ever did it, but you could see on the top of the water, what appeared to be, it was like unexplainable. Like, it wasn't hair. It was like fibrous something. And people will say, oh, it was the nanos and the Morgellons. And I'm like, I don't know. We jump to way too many conclusions and then we cover our houses in blue tarps.
All you can say is that it was something. Yes.
It was something. It was something. And it was something that looked like it was coagulating, or I guess it was going back together, like putting itself back together on top of the water, like magnetically. So it was enough to scare the fucking shit out of me. And I recommended it to everybody I knew. I was like, there might be a there. So like, but it happened the first time, and then my other half did it as well, and the same thing happened. So weird. It's something to look at. But it basically, yeah, borax has been shown, like people use borax to remove fluoride from their body. There's also something about radiation in borax. I'm something I've been trying to figure out over the last few years. There's a borax nuclear power plant, I believe, in Idaho. And there's something about the boron element that is really good for detoxifying the body, as well as like electricity. And I don't know enough about it to like open up that door, but I just know it's enough that I experiment with that stuff. And so, yeah, borax, Epsom salt, baking soda, all these things are good for you anyway, as far as like any type of exfoliate. And you'll find those same ingredients minus the borax. You'll find all the other ingredients in all kinds of products people use all the time, as far as like dermatology stuff. So that's bath bombs. Exactly. So that's one of the things I'm doing. And then I also got into fasting and I learned about autophagy. So I'm forcing myself into autophagy by basically doing a 24-hour dry fast followed by 2 additional days of regular fasting, which just means no food and no, but dry fasting means no liquid, no water. You know, you rinse your mouth. I've done it a few times, and it's insane how quickly your body goes into ketosis and you start like burning fat. And I got really into that this summer. I actually lost 30 pounds, but,
wow. It's what insane. Is autophagy?
Autophagy is, I don't know enough about it. The simplest, as far as to explain it from a scientific standpoint, but the simplest explanation is that after your body enters ketosis and all you have to live on is fat, or the fat cells as fuel, then after a while, your body will eventually, it's seeking out so much stuff for survival that it will begin to use damaged proteins, and it will use like damaged blood cells, cancer cells. Your body basically will eat cancer that you have growing inside of you. I mean, it's like, there are a lot of doctors, and I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I can't make certain claims, but you will easily find doctors when you look into autophagy and fasting that will recommend that you fast when you're taking chemo, if you're taking chemotherapy, or if you're doing any kind of cancer treatment, and that the worst thing you can do when you're ill is basically to eat, as well as in some cases to drink. So they're like, get plenty of fluids. Well, what happens is your body, we have all the water in us, and supposedly, this is the explanation I got, is that by cutting that source, and of course, we're talking 24 to 72 hours. I would never recommend anything beyond that, but your cells that have fat and water stored in them will begin to, they'll be used to power your body. So all these cells rupture and they get carried through, like your stem cell production goes up. Your cells rejuvenate, all the like leftover dead and dying parts of your body get just used up as fuel. And all of the water trapped in your body ends up going to hydrate you. So your body goes into like full blown fat burning mode. And like you burn, it's really bizarre because they said when I was researching it, that the first place you'll lose fat is around your kidneys and your liver. You'll lose organ fat. So like visceral fat, that's like the biggest problem. And it's true. And I mean,
that's a whole ass disease, right? Fatty liver disease, or?
Well, everyone, supposedly everyone, I mean, I'm a fan of the sauce myself. And so everyone has an issue with their liver. Also just because of we're poisoned everywhere you look, you're poisoned. So putting your breathing. Exactly. The air, the water, the food, everything. So putting yourself in that, for the sake of this conversation and throwing it out quickly, just throwing yourself into ketosis and autophagy. A lot of people will fast for 3 days. That's just water and maybe a few electrolytes, like a non-sugar, no sugar, obviously, because you want to burn out your glucose. You burn out all this glycogen reserve, and then you're just on fat burn mode. And all you do is just burn fat. And in 3 days, you can crank down 10 pounds. And it's not 10 pounds of water weight. It's 10 pounds of fat, because you have nothing to burn besides the fat. And it starts with all the fat around those areas that, like, I mean, my liver, fatty liver tissue improved like in 72 hours. It's like you lose 10 years of damage on your liver. It's insane. So look in, yeah, just look up autophagy. It's A-U-T-O-P-H-A-G-Y, autophagy or
autophagy.
It looks like autophage. I, for the longest time, I was like, what the hell is autophage? And people are like, first of all, you're an idiot. Secondly, it's autophagy. And so... So those are two things, the protocol with the bath and then the autophagy, just because the detox, it puts your body, like, weirdly enough, by the end of a third day, you have a shit ton of energy, because all you're going, like, and I learned about food and how we're all addicted to food. Like, it was crazy to learn how much I reach for food when I'm not hungry and how much I reach for drink when I'm not thirsty. And all my friends who have been doing this as well, like, we compare notes, and it's just, it's disturbing how addicted we are and how food is an addiction in itself. But yeah, it just puts you, it puts your body into powerhouse mode, and it rejuvenates all your cells, and it just fixes all these broken parts of your body. And you actually create, like, because people say you're losing minerals, your bones will die or whatever. No, if anything, they're stronger when this is done. It's just, look up autophagy. I mean,
it makes kind of makes sense, though, because if you're taking your body's energy away from digesting and pooping and all that stuff, it has more energy to focus on fixing itself. So it makes sense to me.
And your eyes will turn, like, I was shocked how, because I have blue eyes and I used to get compliments on them until maybe the last 10 years. And it's just interesting, like, I started getting compliments again, and I noticed, like, that there is a more vibrancy in them. And I've noticed fewer floaters on my eyes. I've noticed, like, I mean, I go to the doctor, and I think for the last few years now, my prescription improves. But anyway, sorry, I'm hijacking the conversation about my health. I'm just saying those are two things I want to do, simply because if there's a frequency issue, if this is connected to the web, if this is going to be the zombie activation of all of the clot shots that took place over the last few years, because that's what a lot of people are talking about. And
I did want to actually comment on that. And the last time this happened, I don't know if we even mentioned it last time, but the last time
October 3rd,
emergency alert things happened, I just turned off emergency alerts. And I know you were kind of telling me about that in your message, but I turned them off and I never got it. So I don't know if they worked a way around that. I'm not personally, this isn't anybody else's opinion, I'm personally not fucking worried about it at all. I think it'll just be a little beep on your phone or whatever, and then you carry on with your day. But hey, we'll see what happens after that. But Nate and Thomas, you guys jump in whenever you want, by the way. Cut me off. Cut Mitch off. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, please.
First of all, Mitch, I've heard you on a bunch of different podcasts. This is the first time I've ever talked to you. I'm excited to talk to you, dude. I'm going to have to hook up with you after this. I'd love to have you on the show and talk about all this kooky, awesome, wonderful shit, because I want to know more.
Of course.
And so this is really cool. The only thing that I've heard about this specifically is, like, I got some boomer buddies that are like hardcore MAGA folks that are like slightly cutarded, but they're like all fucking worried about this. And they've heard, I thought it was October 4th that this was going down.
But there was a leap year between the last one, which is why I think it's a day later. And I always think everything is a ritual at some point. I mean, everything's just rituals and data collection for what's going on in reality. Yeah, yeah. But I know also that the phone, the last time it happened, I had moved from Chicago, and we didn't have a home here in Sedona yet. So we were bouncing around at hotels, and there was a confirmation people had to click on the phone. And that was the part that just bothered me. It wasn't the frequency so much. It was that you had to confirm that you got this message. And every time you turn your phone back on it there, you had to go about it a certain way. And so I wonder, Joe, in your case, maybe you had an older phone than even I had at the time, because I have kind of an ancient one these days.
It's ancient by tech standards. I think I have an iPhone 11. So
I think at the time I might have had a 5, and now I have an 8, and I'm So, and of course it's crapping out and whatever. But I am taking my, everyone's like, I'm going to turn this off. And in the same case, like you say, Nate, I have some older friends that are, you know, they're all, I mean, they all are into watching the, I call it the Sound of PSYOP movie, but the Sound of Freedom, yeah. They got into all that stuff. They get into the blue tarps and the space lasers and the, all this, and they think they know everything because it's like, basically the government's evil. I know everything. End of subject. And I'm like, oh my God, you're just getting started.
Well, once you know and about so, blue tarps and space lasers, you know everything at that point, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, because you think you figured it out. But I'm sure everybody in this group is clearly aware. You all...
Well, these idiots don't realize it's the red tarps that protect you, not the blue tarps.
Oh my God. Well, that's, again, I mean, yeah. Why that color of all colors? But so you basically, you wake up and then you wake up and then you wake up again. And you know, and it's like, I still find myself saying, shit, they fucking got me again. Like I fell for something.
No, yeah. And the more we learn about all this stuff, the more you feel like the unknown unknowns are way bigger than you thought. And you're like, fuck, I don't know shit anymore. Yeah.
And then you kind of even, because I mean, I don't know, for myself, I used to pretend I knew everything. I thought it was just throw Organite around the tower and it was done. And now people ask me certain questions and I taper off and I'm like, you know, there's actually so much, there's so many unknown variables of this because the reality in which we live is so screwed up and we have no idea. So, but I want to avoid that confirmation thing if there is that again, because I do believe in the idea of this consent for all this crap. So like people say, turn your phone off and do this. I'm turning my phone off, but I'm also, you know, obviously no router. No, I live in a very low EMF area. I live in the village of Oak Creek outside of Sedona. So like I take an EMF meter around my house at night. We power off a lot of stuff and it's like a dead zone and it's amazing. Nice. But I will still have my phone off, settings, whatever. The phone is off. The SIM card's taken out. I'll probably take out the battery because I've replaced that enough times to do it quickly because I just don't trust. I all the technology can go to hell in my book. Like I do not trust anything about it. And I do believe that technology is mind control technology, all of it. But as far as do I think there's something to worry about? I know I'm not personally worried about anything, and I would imagine that everyone in this group tonight is also like, nothing that's going to happen is going to affect anybody who's sitting here talking.
Yeah, it's just something
in
to know
any direct or indirect way.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm just glad you had brought that up and texted me the other day, because what started as kind of this, you know, the idea, I think that's how you came up with this thought process, is because of October 4th. Yeah, again, not worried about it. Who knows what could happen, though? At this point, I'll believe anything.
So I mean, not believe anything. I went into my settings today, into notifications, and there's a way you can turn off. So in the government alerts section, you can turn off amber alerts, emergency alerts, public safety alerts, and test alerts. There's like a whole government alert section. So are you saying that they can get around that with this particular alert, and it's going to bypass all of that, even if they're all turned off?
Well, I mean, this is, of course, my opinion based on my own journey of crap. Yes, they can, but everyone, I mean, there's so many people that have been in the circle talking about all these different things that say, well, there's no way around this. And according to, it's being conducted between, I think, FEMA and the FCC. And so, and between those two, I mean, they can ping your FEMA device where they're,
fuck,
whether they want to or not. Well, that's kind of weird. That's another can of worms. FEMA's up in Flagstaff right now. And we're having, it's amazing that for some reason, wildfires only like to operate between 9 a.m. and noon for the last couple of days. And then all of a sudden they're gone. But FEMA is dicking around up in Flagstaff right now. I think they're, and Sedona just voted to break us apart into like 9 districts, like fucking Hunger Games. So there's some shady shit going on. I think they're going to do to Sedona what they did to Lahaina, but that's my own mantra.
Well, you better get that blue tarp out then.
Well, I mine's red or purple. Isn't purple? Mine's purple.
Are we talking additive or subtractive color now?
I have no idea. I don't even know what to keep up with anymore. I just bust towers. So
I just live my life and just watch it slowly burn.
I don't think there's anything necessarily to worry about for a lot of people, but I do think there are some people who should be aware of what's going on. I mean, really the dumbest of the dumb that, I mean, put your fucking stuff away, turn your phones off, sleep without Wi-Fi, sleep without this, get away from the EMF, get grounding, clean up, detox, all that shit. I mean, it's stuff that you should do every day anyway. But the fact that it's happening on 10-4 and that everyone is already on high alert as it is, and the fact that, like, I mean, they have said it doesn't matter what you do, like, you can't deactivate the alert, which I know last time it took several attempts at turning the phone back on and getting this big box that was like this display that made you have to confirm and I consent to receive. And I'm just like, I hate that word, especially if it's coming from the government. And so I was like, okay, well, this time it's like, here's what we're doing aside from living in this bubble, doing these little bodily protocols. But then here's what we're doing with all the tech, just because I'd rather be safe than sorry. Or the day will go by. And then we're also just keeping everything off for that day. I think it's supposed to go, I don't know what time it is, I have to check, but I think it's going to be around 10 o'clock our time.
Yeah, like I thought it was mid morning or something.
Something in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they also were going to do something if it's not successful, they said they're going to retry it on October 11th.
What do they mean by successful?
Exactly. Well, why did Joe Biden use the term "we're laser focused on helping Maui"? I mean, because they know people are going to like fucking run with that shit. And then I'm over here trying to tell people it's not fucking space lasers. It's something else. But that's anyway.
So yeah, what started this whole thing though is that date. But what you were talking about after that or before that, I can't remember, was the idea of technology itself being this giant web, and you kind of touched on a little bit, and the kind of like the web of like frequency and energy that's kind of connecting people, so they say, but also technically mind controlling people.
Well, actually, I have a question, I guess, for Nate and Tom or Thomas. Do you go by Tom or Thomas? Sorry, I'm new to
either one.
All right. So as far as you guys, are you familiar with Emily Moyer?
No.
Okay.
That sounds very familiar.
Well, she's a podcaster who has, you know, she's got her show, and I mean, shit gets weird on the show as far as what you can dive into to talk about. And I think you guys would have a heyday talking to her. And we talk about some super weird stuff about reality, and she classifies herself as like a reality bender. And just analyze.
Had an interview with her, yeah.
Okay, well there you go. She's awesome, and she's a great way to like talk about things that maybe get ignored just because you can't really always go there with everybody, you know. And so we were talking about just even recently about reality and like being this web, this bubble that you sort of create the conditions. Like I believe we live in a system. I can't get into any camps about the shapes of anything. And I understand the sensitivities of saying
we live in a globe. Let's just end it. It's a globe.
I mean, yeah. Fucking globe. So I like to think of it. Well, tell you what, you guys might all be in the age bracket for this to make sense. But when people ask me about what do you mean a system? Because I'm of the mindset that like reality, people are like, I make my own reality. And I'm like, okay, I understand all of that stuff, how people have all their belief systems about all of everything. I like to think of it more like an experience, like we create our experience within a reality. So if we all turn on, this don't sound stupid, but if we all turn on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, and Jen's the only one that types B-A-B-A, up, down, B-A, left, right, B-A, start, when we start playing, she's obviously going to have a much funner time playing the game because of what happens when you punch in that code. So I look at like this reality in that way, that it's the system that can be tapped into, and you are, because really, if you look at like what makes our life enjoyable, I'm not going to lie, I know money is one of those things, makes shit a lot easier. Doesn't matter how you try to cut.
Money can buy booze.
Money can buy it. Well, or money can buy the off grid that you want to get the hell out and do whatever, you know, and it can give you the money for the business to become sustainable and get, so it's like, there's this system. And within that system, I believe in my experience, I believe that every single, basically all these devices that create what I call the frequency fence, that, or HARP, some people call it HARP, but they confuse that with a facility. And I call HARP a system, that it's not in Alaska. It's the Apple Watch on somebody's wrist. It's the smart meter on millions upon millions of people's homes. It's the web.
It's literally the grid, and they call it that.
It's the grid, exactly. And although, of course, the grid, some people would twist that and say, well, so like everything running through the ground, like the fiber optics. And I'm like, no, everything, the atmosphere being electrified, every radio tower, every cell tower, every single Tesla, sorry if anyone drives one, but Tesla driving around a cell tower on wheels. So it makes up this web, and that web is essentially the pathway or the gateway in which all of the fake bullshit reality can be manipulated. And that's what, like, I look at this reality as like an artificial reality is trying to cast a shadow over nature or over what was maybe just here before. If there was a reset, you know, it's like just there's just this happens, and then after a while we're long gone, and like then this happens, and it just, and it all gets buried, and eventually you uncover skeletons physically, and then you uncover secrets metaphorically or whatever. So it's this system within this web. And I think, you know, I don't have all the answers to it, but I believe that that's how the Maui, it's one example of how things are manipulated. You can manipulate this reality. You can manipulate the elements within this reality. And that could include melting something directly into the, melting the car directly down into the ground and making things disintegrate or appear or disappear. And the interview I just did with Emily,
it's so interconnected. Like they could cause a fire in one area just by kind of ramping up the activity in that area or something.
Do you ever see the Hunger Games movie? I never read the book. So I've never even seen the movie except for the scene, a few scenes. And one of those scenes, though, is I saw in the forest, they manufacture fire and they manufacture, I think, some wolves or something that chase after people. Jen, you're shaking your head. So obviously,
we've seen it. We watched them all with your kids.
Like, I think that was sort of, that's not the exact way I think that it would maybe happen, but I think there was a truth they were trying to describe. And the idea, you know, right now, if you went to Lahaina, all these areas are blocked off and they're not letting people look at stuff. And of course we get pictures. Everything we know about it is all through a screen. So we have to assume it's, we can't really assume anything. How do we even begin to assume what it is? You know, we can't even assume that Oprah's in on it, but that maybe she's got a gun to her head or some shit. Like, so all we know is what's through the box.
Yeah. And The Rock was holding it.
I think that maybe what might be hiding behind there is stuff if we saw it, we would possibly see stuff we've never even conceived before about how elements behave. And it would then open up our ability to then make those things, like once you know something's possible, your mind just will run with everything and you start thinking more critically and analytically about everything. And if you can prevent people from getting to that ability, like how did two gigantic skyscrapers literally turn into dust in 2001? Then it's like, when you can start showing more of a connection of, well, what is possible in like an alchemical sense or in a metaphysical sense or in this weird scalar energy frequency fence type of sense, then all of a sudden people think beyond space lasers. So, and they don't think it's the government. They think it's something bigger control. And that's where I am. I'm like, fuck the government. The government's stupid. They didn't do this. There's something so much more grand that's pulling these strings. So.
Well, I mean, Biden's a perfect example of that. He's not running shit. He's just a little marionette. Something else is running his strings.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this quick ad break, so get the skip button ready. But if it doesn't play, well, lucky you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Yeah, I lean, for the record, I lean fairly conservative because of my friend. Like, I mean, I'm an individualist. I'm a freedom loving individualist who believes humanity deserves to be free. There just happens to be one political party that, at least on paper, looks like that's what it cares about. None of the politicians do, but the people that fall in line with that are, and that's usually conservative, Republican, independent, whatever's freedom, people who appreciate freedom and individuality. But yeah, the arguments of the political stuff is just, I hate it. I hate it so much because I'm like, it's just fake. Everything's fucking fake. It's all fake. So
yeah, I can't even stand the debates on social media anymore. And it's the Democrats. Yeah. Oh, you Trump loving fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just stop.
Well, it's all manufactured. We talked about this on the show a couple times, but I was just in Massachusetts and with my family, and they're all vaccinated. And I talked to them about Biden and the vax, and they are all on the same page as me. They were like, well, I just took it because the TV basically told me to, or I just took it because I had to for my job and I didn't even want to. And I was actually super against vax mandates. And so were all of our friends. And then it just expanded out to where my whole family and basically everyone they know were all in the same camp as we were, some people were like, fuck that, the vaccine's gonna kill you. But like, either way, they were just like, Joe and I didn't know what the vaccine was, but we were just like, I don't want to take it. And my family did, but they felt forced to, and they did have to. We were in a position where we didn't necessarily have to, but they were all just like, yeah, fuck that. And Biden's an idiot. And I can't believe people voted for him. I can't believe I voted for him. Not me, but that's what they were saying. So it was pretty cool that most people are on the same page, and the media just divides us into thinking that, oh, well, all of these people in this one area think a certain way, and these people in this other area think a certain way, or everyone from California is a liberal. And it's just not true. We're in California.
Or so everyone from Texas is a gun-toting redneck. That's also not true.
But a lot of people agree with each other and just want to help each other out and don't want to be, you know, governed like that. And some people just do fall in line, and that's okay too. That's their choice, and we have to be okay with that.
Yeah, my general motto these days is you do you, boo. Leave me alone. Let me do me. Nate and Thomas, do you guys have anything, any comments or thoughts on these kind of ideas, like the grid frequency type shit?
Grid frequency type shit. In my head, after you guys were talking about Oprah and The Rock, I was just thinking about, like, I bet Oprah like forced The Rock to eat her pussy or something. I bet she has like strong, like she has serious power, dude. Like, I bet she's like, as soon as you're like on her island, she has like full fucking power and force. Like,
you got a dominatrix outfit on.
I think South Park should do an episode like that. I can totally picture a South Park making that happen.
Oh my God.
The horrible things that The Rock went through. That's all I was thinking about. But sorry, that's where my ADHD goes. I was like over here thinking about just, I'm not even going to say the things that went through my head. But
oh, you should though.
Yeah.
This is the platform for that.
But as far as all this shit goes, too, yeah. I mean, there are people that don't want to be governed at all. You know, you're talking about people that want to, you know, just want to be governed, or people that don't want to fucking be governed at all. And it's just this idea, too, where I think the majority of people do kind of think mostly the same, but it's like they force you into these two fucking camps. Like, because now there's these folks like, I can't believe we ever voted for Joe Biden. But then you have this ghoulish monster, Donald Trump, on the other side that scares the living shit out of him. And so probably the majority of, I'm sorry, your Maryland folks, they're probably going to fucking vote for Joe Biden again because they're so goddamn afraid of Donald Trump because of how the media has painted him and fucking made him this fucking evil, ghoulish monster. I mean, that's why people voted for that dead douchebag in the first place.
Right, you know, exactly. So they were just voting against Trump. They weren't really voting for Biden.
Basically had friends admit that to me, that they weren't necessarily voting for Biden. They just weren't voting for Trump, and you only get the other option pretty much.
And so you're forced in these two camps of consent, and like you're talking about, they needing your consent, and they make you feel like you have to vote, and it's fuck voting.
Fuck voting from now on. I'm not doing that anymore. But to speak to the way that they've divided us so completely and well, just by thoughts. I had posted on Instagram this fucking video of Biden saying another gaffe. He's like, Changa, Kanga, Kawawa. And I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but I had one dude that got on there and was like, you asshole Trump supporters. Oh, you just making fun of this guy just because you're dictator Trump, Bobby, you can rot in hell. And I was like, I just had a measured response back. I'm like, I didn't vote for Trump. Not wanting this old, crazy white guy to be in charge of the free world is not the same as supporting Trump. I didn't vote for either of them. So thanks for stopping by.
But when you are forced in this two, where there's only two categories, then you are. Like, to them, there's absolutely no alternative. If you are not, like, sucking the dick of this old pedophile, then you have to be a Trump supporter.
Well, and it does work the other way too, where Trump supporters, if you have blue hair and you're, whatever else they do, you obviously voted for Biden, and that's not always true, but yeah.
Well, you guys, everything
a lot
now,
of the times,
everything is political at this point. I mean, like when you hear somebody talk about the shot, you know which person they voted for. When you hear someone talking about pedophiles touching children in schools, you know which one they voted for. When you talk, like, everything is so, and I mean, like, I will not vote. I actually revoked my registration because I felt like that was actually a legal standing thing that I needed to do for myself. So no one can say, I'm basically saying I don't consent to the way that this system works. And
how do
anything
you do
else
that?
Is, you just go to your voter registration website and you revoke it, and I think there's a form you sign. I did mine in Illinois, and so right now I'm not registered to vote anymore, which also I'm pretty sure means you can't serve jury duty.
Perfect.
Which you can't. I mean, actually, there's plenty of us out there that we will never have to for other reasons anyway. But
I'll never have to.
It's a legal standing that you just put yourself, I have a friend that actually goes and votes, and she writes on the paper, this paper is your God, and then signs, and I don't consent to it, and then signs it. And as long as the machine sucks it in, she considers that, she's like, you've accepted my acknowledgement that, this is your God.
Is this also when you get pulled over and you're like, I'm not driving, I'm traveling?
I mean, it's not the dick in the video on YouTube. That I feel like that stuff just exists to scare people. But
like, if you don't roll your window down, they're not allowed to arrest you.
No,
like,
I mean, they'll do whatever the hell they want. Like,
they will.
Matter.
So not allowed doesn't mean they're not going to fucking do it. Look at the government. They're not allowed to do a lot of shit they do.
Exactly.
They do it.
These are people too. They're going to make bad choices and good choices. Some police officers are great and some are awful. They could absolutely punch that window in and drag you out if they want to, and then get fired from their job. Like, you never know what's going to happen.
You
just don't know what's going to happen. You can't predict that. You can't say that just because they're a police officer, they're going to follow the rules. They should, but they might not. It might be your unlucky day.
In theory.
Well, just talk to anybody that has any type of power, any Karen that has power. Sorry, I shouldn't use that word.
No, you should.
Well, okay, so anyone like that, like, you give someone a little bit of power, and I'm actually dealing with that in my, what I call my matrix job, that's aside from the world, but it's just like the power struggle. Once you give somebody that little tiny taste, they go insane, they go mad, and that's how you end up with...
Look at assistant manager.
Well, that's a shitty person, though. That's a shitty person.
But it's also, I will say, in fairness, because I know a lot of Leos who, I've had Leos stop at my house that picked up copious boxes of earth pipes that they took back with them to California. People who worked in Newsom's office that no longer work there because they had to take the shot or leave, and they left. But
he needs one of them shoved up his ass.
Well,
he probably does.
Of, He needs a lot of things. It probably does out of enjoyment.
He'd probably like it. Yeah.
But I've had people that stop by and do this stuff, and it's like I know that they're not the psychos, but even they will admit that they're like, our demographic is bred for, like, the system is, you're basically, you're an agent of the state. You're like lawyers, and you shouldn't trust lawyers either. And that's a whole other can of worms. Never.
I think
hire,
we can all agree with that, though.
Yeah, don't hire lawyers. I think you guys have done episodes on that. But once you do, you're letting someone speak on your behalf and accept your guilt. So it's like, there are, I know not everyone's bad. It's just boots are boots. And it's like, if they're a cop or whatever it is they're doing, they better be working for the betterment. Like, they better be obvious that they're helping their fellow humanity. And I know a lot of them probably are, and they have to be super quiet about it. But,
well, it scares me now, because I know we always talk about kids these days and the Zoomers and the whatever. Some of these kids are fucking cops now. Mm-hmm. You make fun of teenagers and shit, they're going to be cops in a couple years. I saw a cop the other day in my hometown that looked like he was 21. I'm like, holy fuck, we are screwed if that generation is becoming law enforcement. Fuck.
It might be the only people willing to do it. It's like people willing to work for the IRS or the whoever, you know. I don't know.
Well, dude, too, it's also, like, to me, like, what is a fucking cop? Because, like, I think ACAB includes a lot of people. Like, I think about this sometimes, too, is, like, the way they turn people into fucking cops, where they were like, hey, like, snitch on your fucking dad that might have been at the fucking Capitol. It was at the Capitol on, you know what I mean?
Well, now we're talking FBI.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, let's say your uncle was at the fucking Capitol on July, whatever the fuck it was, January 6th. Like, they literally were teaching people to be fucking snitches, be like part of the fucking state. Like, where it's that whole indoctrination of, like, you are the government, you are like this is a people, like, for the people, by the people, that sort of thing. And so it's this whole, like, delusion. Like, to me, the state is the biggest fucking delusion of it all. Like, there is no such thing as a government. We're all just fucking people. But when you indoctrinate these people to feel like they are the state, they're doing the right thing by tattling on uncle, by talking about, like, what if their grandma says the N-word, because that's how she grew up, right? So you blast that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing your duty. It's just like you're doing your duty to roll up your sleeve. It's, mm-hmm, like, do your part to help, you know, fellow man.
Not for you, it's for other people.
Exactly. It's good. For grandma. It's always for grandma. If you don't arrest these people, grandma's going to die. So,
well, mine are dead, so I don't care. Nate, what you were saying, though, about the that it's not the government, it's people, it's the idea of government. It's like the egregore thing. Like, that. Have you guys heard of egregores? There's, like, tulpas, which are thought forms, and the egregores, which are like a massive tulpa on a huge scale. So if anybody wants to look into egregores, that's kind of, I mean, there's a lot of egregores out there. The U.S. giant egregore.
That's what the government does, though. They create a giant egregore and expand it out through the television or the radio or your cell phone, whatever, and make everyone think that everyone thinks a certain way, and they just naturally want to jump on board, and then it just feeds the egregore and it grows.
Terrence McKenna has a really good talk that if you just go on Google and search for culture is not your friend, but that's the premise, that's the whole premise is the title, but he's talking about how people get so wrapped up in, oh, my culture, and, you know, like, my family's family, and this is just part of us. But culture is really just a convenience. He calls it, like, a single serving, like, nice retail package, so that you know what to identify with and other people know what to help you identify with. So I kind of think the same way, just all the way up, right? Like, culture is at a small level. And I guess I don't know if I agree with everyone talking about the government. I don't think the government's stupid. I do think the government exists. I absolutely think it's an egregore, but I don't know if it's like some nefarious group sat down and they were like, ha ha ha, you know, we're gonna set this egregore out and keep repeating it. I think that we just tend to always want some sort of authority just as humans, and put up these big, you know, establishments to put down this authority, and that in itself becomes bigger than we are. Like, the government, it's like the legal system, right? The legal system is going to outlive all of us, and it's been around longer than any of our living family members, and it's going to keep going around, and it's going to keep living, and it doesn't matter what one person does or even an entire generation does to end it, unless it's like a complete, you know, throw over of Rome. But even the Empire of Rome itself was probably like an egregore, right? So if we're like that new version, it's just like the egregore waking up and going back to sleep and waking up and going back to sleep. So I think it's going to outlive all of us, but that also means it's way smarter than all of us.
Yeah, and well, yeah, that can be argued both ways too, is whether an egregore is created on purpose or if it's just kind of a natural thing and an idea that happens, and there's people that know that they can use that to their benefit. I could see that happening. But what you were talking about, culture is interesting, because yeah, I think culture is largely manufactured and created by whoever. You can name whatever group you want, but like I heard somebody bring up like the decade thing. You know how from like probably just this last century, how every decade had its own defining stuff? Like you can look at it from the 50s to the 60s, different shit. 60s to the 70s, different, and all the way up. The only one that doesn't seem to have much of a cultural difference is this last decade. I don't really see anything besides like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. But as far as like music style, all that stuff, it seems to, you know, if you say 80s style, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you say 90s style, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, do you know what I'm talking about?
It's because the new style is politics. That's what everyone's focused on.
The culture war. I mean, I know in 10 years, I'll look back at this decade and be like, oh, it's the decade of trannies.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, everybody's fucking trans. It's, yeah, absolutely. I think there is, actually. I think we're just getting too old, and so we're not fucking recognizing it. But there's absolutely, like, and we are turning into the old people. No, there is a weird, like, there is a culture, and it is.
Well, SoundCloud rap, that's very
unique. SoundCloud rap, it's mumble rap, Xanax rap. It's like these... Yeah, it's dog shit.
SoundCloud rap, mumble rap, and now everything's trap. Like even like Taylor Swift is going out there and like stirring up coke, and you know doing the things on the stage, right? Like that's kind of this extra new wave is everything's going to be trap. Kind of how in the 90s everything was leaning towards like gangster rap. Like even you know like Limp Bizkit would come out and it would sound kind of like gangster rapish, and Korn would do with an album with Ice Cube that would have some gangster rap to it. But now it's like Martha's teaming up with Snoop Dogg, and you know, it's like the corporate, like the corporations are now blending with like the obscure stuff. So now it's like Martha Stewart's going to be cooking up that crack with Raekwon on stage. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean by created, not necessarily because it's some evil overarching shit, which it could be. It's just corporate interest. It's money. Like what makes money? Oh, let's
but
do
even
that.
If you look back at like some of the grunge shit or the rap music that we listen to or like all of those things, it's all been corporate created. And you find that like all this cultural fucking things, these phenomena, they're all manufactured and all been fucking fake.
Well, and hey, Barry Ash, right? Like Frank Zappa's dad was an intelligence. Jim Morrison's dad was an intelligence. Like you can just start checking them all off the list. And then if you even go deeper than that, like all of the old like fairy tales and children's books that we all grew up with, guess what? A lot of those dudes were all in intelligence. And that's why like you still read them to your kids. It's not because it had merit. It was just because they had connections to publishers and everyone bought it and became a seller. And just like we're talking about now, the TV tells you everything that you need to know. Well, back then it was like the popular book told everyone know what your morals were going to be.
Does anyone else like I'm going to use the writer's strike and all that stuff, which I think that's not authentic. I shouldn't say it's fake. I don't believe there's any authenticity in it.
I feel so bad for those Hollywood writers. I
don't know where I would say what I would respond as far as that. I just think that, you know, the conversation has gone into this idea about AI and that, you know, AI writing scripts and doing the job that
I think that's a distraction, by the way, because the strike happened before anyone knew the capabilities of all the latest ChatGPT. Like that got dovetailed in, and it's like, and we're mad about this too, since we're already mad and everyone's here, there's this other thing called AI. But like a lot of the people were like, yeah, I think I'm mad too, but I'm kind of dumb and don't really understand it, so I'll just like what he said. It's the literal version of like this, you know, the people doing this thing, like, oh
well, I think I think in the case of, like, let's just say broad stroke, all entertainment. So music, movies, TV, everything. I actually personally, I believe that AI has been running the show on that for a very long time. Cause they're not going to tell you it's happening. They never tell you what's happening until after they've been doing it for a long time. And I have wondered in, like, say the example of the deterioration of Hollywood, anyway, look at any Disney movie, all the crap that comes out and, like, quality goes down and, like, things are few and far between as far as, like, quality versions of the entertainment and creativity and all of that. And it makes me wonder if until these recent years, it's like all of these algorithmic processes have been put together by all the data collection of everything through our modern history. And now it's being expressed. And, like, that's what this decade will be, or will be known as maybe in the future when we can look at it in hindsight. But I think, like, when I don't listen to music anymore, because or if I do, it's 80s and 90s music and, like, selective stuff. But I have heard the music being produced lately, and especially when I hear, like, kids in the backyard or whatever in the neighborhood.
Get off my lawn.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, not even as an old guy. I'm just like, who the hell wrote this stuff? And in the case of the movies and, like, the quality of everything, I've wondered if it's actually sort of like it's a test to see what passes and what doesn't. And, like, when you get into these big wars about, you know, people will fight for the Little Mermaid being changed races or whatever, and, like, that becomes a big hot topic, and it's like everyone's focused on that instead. And I'm sitting here thinking, I think that in addition to all these other things we see in the media and the TV, movies, whatever, it's all being operated by something that's a sentient learning process that's not human in my eyes, and that we're just being tested. Like, it's basically seeing, like, how dumb are they, how, like, when we're just gonna, and so now, like, I feel like that could be part of what the strike is, that it's like we're getting ready for that, the automation of everything else in human society. Why not the writers and the creators of all of that stuff? And maybe they're ready, or they're, like, getting ready. Like, they're at a point. It's like when I hear someone say, oh, they do all this stuff because, like, they're scrambling, meaning the evil people, the powers that think they are doing all this stuff, and they're tripping over themselves. And I hear people say, oh, they're slipping up because they're desperate. And I can understand why people say that. I can go and have that conversation, but in the back of my mind, I'm still reserving this room to say to myself, or what if they're just confident because they already know, because it's an algorithmic process they've already accounted for every possible scenario of how people are going to react about something, that maybe they don't care that you see the mask fall off of Joe Biden, or that he touches the kid, or falls down the stairs on the Air Force One, or what. Well, I mean, I don't know. I just, shit's so bizarre. And we all look at it and we're just like, Jesus Christ, like, what is this place? What's happening?
I love that idea. So that you're right, 100%, with just thinking about the fact that it could just be a test, because it could just be a test where they're like, what, how far can we go where people will just let it go and still go on with their daily lives?
Yeah.
Where they'll see the mask fall off and then still just go to work the next day and not say a damn thing, and then vote for him in the next election.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people, look at what you were saying about that.
Easy. So
with the algorithmic shit, what Thomas was saying about the writer's strike and all that. So I harp on this a lot, but every time a supposedly new technology comes out, like ChatGPT or all those apps where you can simulate somebody's voice or deepfakes and all that stuff, once we're allowed to have that, I assume it's been perfected behind the scenes for quite some time before that. They're not putting out a beta version. They're putting out, this is what you get to play with now, because we've been doing this for a while.
And have you guys seen the new Rick and Morty? Have you guys listened to the trailer for Rick and Morty? Joe and I were just talking about this.
I was just going
this.
There. Yeah.
So, so they fired Justin Roiland because he was accused of assaulting his girlfriend a couple of years ago. He was not convicted. He's just accused. I'm not saying he did or didn't. Either way, like, whatever. Either way, they fired him before he was convicted of something, which I think is super.
What TV show did she write? That's all I want to know.
So either way, so they replaced the voice of Rick and Morty, which was Justin Roiland. He did the voice of Rick and Morty for 6 seasons.
It's been since 2013.
Yeah, so I think season 7 just came out and the trailer just came out. So we listened to it and we read an article on it. And the article says they replaced Justin Roiland
with
a TikTok star. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Let's listen. We listened to the trailer or the whatever. Yeah, the trailer of the new season. Sounds exactly like Rick and Morty. And it just clicked in my head. I was like, oh, it's fucking AI, like 100%.
It is indistinguishable. If you watch that show, it is wild how much it sounds like.
Of course, they probably paid off a TikTok star who just wants to be famous.
Be the face of it.
Probably can do the voice a little bit. If he was tested, he could probably do it. But they're never going to record him in studio doing these voices because it's AI 100%. They've run Justin Roiland's voice through the simulation 100 times or with all of the episodes, the countless hundreds of episodes. And then they put out season 7. You can't even tell the difference, but then they pay off this TikTok star who knows how much to say that he's the new voice of Rick and Morty.
And if anyone doubts the capability of the voice replication that is out there now, and this is just at the consumer level, my buddy Murph, shout out, buddy. He listens to the show. We recorded a song. It's a cover of Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse, and it's called Hanging by a Bedsheet, the story of Epstein. So we'll release that on the show as soon as we get it done. But so we recorded a take and we didn't have all the right equipment. So it was kind of wonky, sounded weird. And we're like, okay, let's regroup and like try to redo this. So he has his friend who's really smart with AI sample his voice from 2 different songs that Murph sang and then fed it into the algorithm and popped out what sounded exactly like my buddy Murph on a song that he never sang. It is crazy.
And he sang the song, he just didn't.
He's one of my best friends, so I know what his voice sounds like. I know what he sounds like singing. So to hear somebody that knows him that well listen to this song is like, okay. So is this why Biden looks a little different every time? They had a different algorithm? Or like, does he sound a little different this time because they used 11 labs instead of somebody else? Like, who fucking knows?
Well, people in general will, I mean, we've been taught this as humans, we'll see something and not notice a difference. If it's a slight difference, we don't notice it because we want homeostasis. We want to think that things are normal to
us. Your brain writes
it off. We don't want to notice the differences. If it's a big difference, we think it's a threat. So we'll, of course, notice that. But I think there's a part of us that is kind of stupid, and that's maybe planted in us or just it's grown in us. I don't know what it is, but we will look at something and not necessarily notice little differences. And that's what, so if you've ever taken like an IQ test is not a test of intelligence. It's a test of potential because you're noticing differences and patterns in certain things. You can't hold a conversation by taking this IQ test. Like it doesn't tell you how well you'll do in a job interview. It just tells you how well you'll notice a certain pattern of dots or whatever. And that's a lot of this. Those qualities people don't have. We can't
just basic pattern recognition.
Yeah, that's all we don't. It is. We just want to think that things are just whatever. This is kosher. This is normal. I'm just going to go about my day. Maybe this simulation is testing us to see how stupid we are.
Yeah. How do much you think
get away with?
Do you think that pattern recognition? Because I think it's a quality humans have. Like I think humans are actually smart. I don't think everyone on Earth is a human, but I do think humans are smart, and I think humans are actually not inherently evil. I don't think we are capable of the things that we're not. I don't believe we're capable of that type of dark, and it's all influential and programmed or poisoned or it's whatever. It's this wherever we are. But yeah. Do you think? Like I like to think we may be genetic. I think we're genetically modified. I don't believe in human evolution. It's just one genetically modified reset over another. And
at this point, we all definitely are. Look at your food.
And we've lost those things. Yeah. So we're having IQ literally like bred out of us is what I wonder, you know?
Well, yeah, IQ originally was made to identify idiots. It was never made to identify smart people. They would give you an IQ test to figure out if you needed to be sterilized or not. That was like one of the OG versions of the IQ test. And if you look at the very first IQ test too, they had really messed up questions on there. They would like go find a poor kid and show him a picture of like a badminton racket and be like, do you know what this is? And if you didn't know it was a birdie, then it was like, oh, you're too dumb to have kids. Sorry, snip, snip. But yeah, it really was a cultural thing. Like how the hell
is African Americans were placed in remedial math classes because of that exact IQ test.
Right. And at a certain point, they were really using it to be like, okay, we'll give you X amount of money to sterilize yourself. Cause man, you're like, you really screwed up on this test. But then to give it some legitimacy, you know, you didn't want to just go and take a test that was going to tell you if you're retarded or not. You want to take a test and be like, oh, you're mommy's best boy. You're a bright one. Like, you're extra special. You know what I mean? And it took on this extra sort of connotation, but that extra bit is what made people latch onto it, because now it's like, I'm mommy's smart boy. Like, this IQ test, there's something to this. You know, this is valid. And then it just gave it more firepower for the people that were like, oh, you're at the other end of the bell curve. Yeah, they should just like take your ovaries and take your, you know, your balls off, because you don't know what a birdie is. What an idiot. You know what I mean? And I feel like there's that aspect. And then another one, we're reliving it now, right? In the modern times where everyone's like, oh, AI, and it's outsmarting us and it's getting so advanced. And I think I'm maybe just a cynic at heart, and I am a little bit like of a misanthrope, but I feel like what's happening, it's almost like inflation, right? People are like, did you see, you know, that the house value on Zillow, bro? I'm a millionaire now. You know, I bought this house for 200. Now it's worth 800, man. We're, you know, we're rich. It's like, you don't realize that that's not your house value going up. That's all the money in the world value going down. And it's just like swelling, right? And I feel like it's sort of that exact same concept, but now it's a sink. So it's not AI getting smarter. It's us realizing, oh, the optic nerve can only process 0.03% of the visual spectrum. Maybe we don't know what's going on because we can't even see like 1% of the visible light. And then the same thing with like audio. Oh, wow, this AI voice sounds so convincing. How incredibly advanced is this? Well, I mean, the human hearing goes from what, like 100 hertz to like 20,000 hertz or you know, like I think it's like 50 hertz to 20,000 hertz. That's not that complicated when you consider all the different frequencies that are outside that same band that we use constantly with like Wi-Fi and radio and infrared, microwave. Like, we know about all this stuff that exists outside of our brains. So I don't know. I think at this point people get so fascinated, but it's almost like a kid seeing something shiny, like, oh my God, you know, have you seen this technology? And it's like, yeah, bro, it's like the light is reflecting in a spoon right now. It's impressive, but just because it's like making all your optic nerves fire and it's overwhelming you and making you feel a certain way doesn't mean that
all I know is the deepfakes are so good I can watch AOC get DP'd right now. So
So what I was talking about with the it's not that it's so amazing. I think it's more of what Mitch was saying too, is that we're just getting dumber by the day, and it's easier to impress people. No. But it's,
I don't want to insult every human. But I think something's being changed to where we don't recognize those patterns, problems, or whatever makes us want to be responsible. I imagine everyone here is pretty responsible for themselves, and that's why you are. Well, you take care of yourself. I hear you guys talk about your kids and your family, and like you want. I just think it's interesting that as personal responsibility goes way down, or the desire for it goes way down, the government authority and the problems in the world goes way up. And so it's like, I think those patterns, and you know, it's like, how do you know when you're in danger? Your intuition's being probably bred out of us as well. Cause our intuition should be telling us, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of shit wrong in the world. And and some people, they still think it's 2019 and everything's fine.
Yeah. So, and what I meant by the amazing AI replication is that there's a clear difference between today's AI voice replication and Stephen fucking Hawking from like 15 years ago. So it's gone through the roof as far as that ability. If he had that shit back in the day, he'd probably be getting laid even more than he already did.
Yeah, probably. But I just want to mention the same way that like digital cameras and digital audio and all these things, they start to supersede our ability of senses, right? Like once the fidelity of a recording can surpass what we're able to hear, it's like it takes over. And I think the next step is AI is now doing pattern recognition, something that computers have not been able to do without people. And just like every other, you know, sort of one of our senses or one of our skills or abilities, technology ends up being way better at us than it. And up until this last decade, most people are like, well, it'll never be able to recognize patterns the way that I can. And now it's like, actually, you know, I've just recognized like 20 billion patterns that are outside your, you know, your sensory range.
A quarter of a second.
Like,
yeah,
right. And like, yeah. And it's crazy because that's kind of how AI works. It works in this weird magical black box where like the funny old story where the old person's knee starts to swell and like, ah, it's going to rain in 3.5 days. You know what I mean? Like this weird language of the birds, but the AI algorithm really does see that. It's like, oh, a bird, you know, died 3 miles away. And then like a cat sneezed and then like a brown truck hit, you know, like a blue car. And that means that the price of Microsoft stock is going to be at this date. Like, and it can see these weird connections that to us would just sound, you know, nonsensical, but that's because a typical human being, I think, if you're decent, you can keep 7 different things in your active conscious mind. I think it goes up to around like 13, but beyond like the double digits, there's not like a human being on the planet outside of a tiny little, you know, like niche of weird rain men. But like, you can't keep more than 20 things on mind and keep it all straight, let alone 100, let alone 1,000, let alone 10,000. And when we talk about like GPT-4, these things are like, they range them in the amount of billions of parameters. And you can consider a parameter like a thing that's on your mind, right? So imagine something that's got like 40 billion things on its mind and can keep them straight. And it can recognize the patterns and the relationships and the ratios between those 40 billion things. I mean, there's not a person on Earth that'll ever be able to compete with that type of recognition. The only thing we've got left is that intuition that Mitch was talking about, where like, we might not have to run it through the checker and double check it and the bug checker and then like see if the math is correct. If you just know, hey, I got this feeling, and you act on it. Although on that same breath, say we're also stupid. Like, you get on a roller coaster because you're intentionally suppressing that same instinct of your body. Like, get the hell out of here, man. You know what I mean? But that's the fun part. So we train ourselves to not only actively ignore it, but like actively work against it for fun.
Do you guys remember I think in the UK they banned, what was it going? They were trying to like ban memes a few years back. Or it was like, they were trying to they were using that as the excuse.
Yeah. Copyright. Yeah, exactly.
But my personal, I was just like, the more I thought about it, I was like, memes, we all have seen plenty of stuff and it's funny. And we've all posted them and I use them to convey a message. And they include emotion, they include humor. And I thought, what if they just want to ban memes because AI can't find context hidden with it? You can send a message to people with just a picture and you can get a point across that two human beings can do. And this robotic or whatever, it's not a good word for it, but whatever it is, it made me wonder if that's one reason you would want to go after memes, because they're a fantastic way of educating, because anytime you can make someone laugh about a situation, even if it's uncomfortable and shitty, like they learn something about it or they think, huh, you have a really good point. And so that just, yeah, made me wonder about how the AI communicates and, you know, that it,
do you
it
think
can't
that
feel
the AI
emotion.
Would, do you think, so are you saying that a human or that an AI was trying to ban memes? Like, do you think at the end of the day,
the government was trying to ban
because of memes. AI?
No, they were using on the paper, what they would tell you is, we're doing this because most memes involve copywritten material or trademarked emblems pictures and all that stuff. So we can say like, we're doing it for the safety of content creators and the original whatevers who own those patents or trademarks or whatever copyrights. And so that's your excuse. But in reality, I'm like, what if, I mean, we can use memes to send messages to each other.
The government's using AI to try to figure out.
We could use it to our benefit. I mean, maybe they do too, but we're human and we can
understand.
The government's
trying to prevent us from, from sending messages.
Being able to send messages in class, basically. Yeah. So it's just a thought. I'm not saying that is. I'm just, if the machine can't, or if the Borg can't understand humor, And I actually, on my Instagram, like I don't have, my thing is you have to click to follow me, and it just helped me reduce thousands of bots. It's just nothing but bots. And so I will go through and verify if a person is a human. And if I can't verify enough to be like, yes, this is clearly a human being that wanted to follow me, I just tell people they can bypass that, like send me a joke. And so people will, and I get some funny things, and I get jokes that aren't funny at all in a way they're all actually funny because of that. But like, they're like, trust me, I'm not a robot or whatever, but it's like, it starts a dialogue and we
send me a human message, something a human,
a human message. Yeah.
Not like the bots that we get that are like, hello, dear, how are you today? They all fucking start like that. And I'm like, I just sent him a picture of Beavis back and I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what do you say to that? They're like, where are you from? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Well, you guys,
honestly, Twitter is the fucking worst, man. The amount of like message requests that I get from like people asking me to join the Illuminati or
I got one of those before, yeah. So dumb.
That's the dumbest. I mean, as far as a bot goes, that's probably the most retarded thing you could do. Like, unless somebody that they're messaging is more retarded, and we might be at that point. I don't know. But you guys, before we close out of here, is there any other things you guys want to squeeze in before we close?
Well, I was just getting like how my brain gets stuck on things. I was still thinking about Stephen Hawking. I think that he was. I love the idea that he actually was. Well, okay. What if he was full-on retarded, right? He was like, something happened to him, he's all fucked up. But we had the idea that he was a goddamn super genius, and so he wasn't even in charge of his talk box. Like, he was just a fucking goob stuck in a fucking rolling chair that they controlled. He was, like, on a remote control.
He's on Bluetooth.
They could use him to say any fucking smart thing they wanted. Like, to me, like, that's how they could pass these, like, messages that they wanted. And this is coming from a super genius. Meanwhile, he's just, like, drooling.
He's just shitting himself. We can say that's that because awesome. He's dead.
Did you just call yourself a super genius, Nate?
Maybe. No.
I guess to parting, this is on a random tangent, but another thing that Mitch was mentioning before of like how money makes things easier. And to me, I see money as just concentrated energy. It's like if you could take the work of an entire town and take that and put it in your pocket and bring it to another town, you can get that new town to do just as much work as the first town did. It's just a transfer of that energy. So of course, and right back to what Nate was mentioning about Oprah forcing The Rock to eat her out. I mean, if you've got the concentrated energy, like what's a more powerful direct energy weapon than money, right? If you've got that Oprah billionaire, you know, money pile, you can direct that energy and make it do anything you want in some regards. And that's not just in like a tongue-in-cheek way. It's like in a very literal silent weapons for quiet wars. You look at society as like a circuit board, Meyer Rothschild style.
Dude, I bet she has a clit like a beer can and it's jet black.
Oh.
Every dollar bill and every transaction in the world has a code in it. And I mean, you know, anyone who goes into numerology, like I wouldn't be surprised if all money just has a code in it that is like a spell in and of itself. So like, because they say like it's not I think they say the Bible is it that they say money, people think it's money is the root of all evil, but it's not. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. And if that's not the Bible, sorry, but
I think it is.
Yeah, I just know it is the love of
yeah
the love of money. Well, good, I learned one thing.
Yeah,
so you know, 8 years of Catholic school.
I love this and hate this. Thomas, who was that son of a bitch? They named a country after him. Oh, Rhodes.
Rhodesia? Cecil
yeah,
Rhodes?
Rhodesia. What was his first name, Thomas?
Cecil.
Cecil, there you go, that son of a bitch. So I love thinking about this as far as like money goes and just like power and consolidation. I think about this a lot. So I did a little research on Cecil Rhodes and his dilemma when he went to like South Africa and he was buying these like precious mineral, like diamond mines and things down there. He would see all these people like the locals that were living down there, the tribes people and stuff. They were fucking happy. They owned their property. They had their farms. They had their families. They didn't have money. They didn't need fucking money. They grew what they had. They had what they needed. And so he was trying to convince these people to come and work on his fucking mine. and he was trying to figure out how to do this. And so he was trying to incorporate them into the money system. He needed them to need money so that they would work for him. And so what he started doing was like using taxes, and he started like basically like taxing people for like doing just about like existing. And so all of a sudden they needed to pay these taxes. So then they needed this to have this money. And so then he was able to like basically force them. It's almost like a weird, like money slavery, basically, and force these people to work in his mines. And so like you were talking about how money is a fucking spell. It is kind of a fucking spell. And it is like, and it's almost, I mean, it is like you're talking about, Thomas, money is fucking energy. You're forcing these people to, I mean, we work every single day. I give up fucking 13 hours of my day for what? For this fucking money. So then I can fucking pay my goddamn taxes to pedophiles, like on your t-shirt, Mitch.
I wondered if anyone would see that.
I love it. Yeah. It's all a goddamn spell. It's all a goddamn aggregor, and it fucking sucks.
Was that a Barney Frank t-shirt?
What's it? No, it just says you are here paying taxes to pedophiles with the galaxy and an arrow pointing to
somewhere right here.
It's stolen. I did not invent this. I just stole it off of a meme, actually.
Yes, I think so, I've seen.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
I was bored during COVID. I stole memes and put them on shirts. So
we all did. I mean, nobody's above that. Well, Thomas and Nate, where can we find you again before we get out of here?
Reality Czars. You can follow us on Rockfin. You can listen to us on Spotify, is any of that fun stuff. Let's see. You can, again, send me hate mail, love mail. I love emails from listeners. I go and get beers with my listeners. If you live within an hour of Portland, I'll come grab a beer with you. So hit me up, realityzars@gmail.com, and all that fun stuff. And Thomas has his own amazing things that he can plug through ParanoidAmerican.com.
Yeah, you already got it. ParanoidAmerican.com. I'm trying my best to do podcast stuff. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't know what an RSS feed setup looks like yet, but I'll get there. But Rockfin, Rumble, YouTube for the neutered versions of all of the above. Go check me out on Amazon. We were talking about Morgellons disease and chemtrails and stuff earlier. I'm pretty sure I'm the only person on the planet that's put out a full-length children's book on chemtrails that you can get on Amazon until they take it off and enough people report it. You know, that's always fun. Then also, we're talking about AI. I think I'm also the first person to release not one but two Jeffrey Epstein AI models. I've got a Huma Abedin AI model. I've got a Hunter Biden AI model. They're all free, and you can get them on civitai.com, civitai.com. And that basically, it's just a site where you can get all sorts of free models and workflows and stuff. I'm not like, I don't make money from it or anything. I just want for there to be a very reliable, high quality Jeffrey Epstein model out there so you can make your memes. I also released a John Podesta. So if you go on there and look, you can see like a John Podesta evil satanic pizza monster. And it's literally his face like melting and turning into a piece of pizza. And this is what AI is here for, I think.
For our pleasure. And Mitch, where can we find you?
You guys can find me at my website, theorgondonor.com. That's orgone, not organ. I'm not posting as much these days on social media, but I've been just very busy building those big lawn ornaments and just putting those all over the desert. And keep an eye out, anyone who's interested, just keep an eye out for Arizona's winter. Because mark my words, it's going to be a frigid fucking bitch and snowy and completely unusual, and it's going to be great. So,
hell yeah. Well, climate change, obviously it's going to be like that. You know, this,
all that global warming, man.
So. I paid carbon credits, so I don't have to deal with it.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, now I can dirty more. So,
yeah, if you pay more money, you know, the weather gets better. Everybody knows that too.
Well, I just assume since I believe in socialism, since he paid it, I'm going to go ahead and dirty off more.
And I believe in capitalism. So. While water's so cheap, I just let it run all the time and waste as much as I can because it's never going to be this cheap again.
Well, and the cool part about 2023 is you can just identify as somebody who bought a bunch of carbon credits, so it'll be fine for you.
That's true.
That's what I'm going to tell the IRS next year. I'm pretty sure I paid my taxes. You can't tell me I didn't because I believe that.
I'm not driving. Yeah. I'm traveling.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate you, Mitch. Thanks for coming on last minute. We'd love to get that message you had about October 4th out. So if anybody wants to contact us, I never plug our own shit. It's weird, but you know where to listen to us, obviously, if you're listening to it. You can go on Telegram. That's free. It's always popping off. Also, Zach, Hotep Zach, if you're out there, please hit me up, dude. He's been missing for like a month and a half. It's crazy. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.